Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct.
Let's do an episode
of Fingers on Buzzers. Hi, guys. It's Fingers on Buzzers. And today we are going to be talking to the wonderful Gavin Inskip.
He's a fascinating fella who hosts quiz, but also does warm-up for TV shows.
And he's got a lot of top tips for people who want to set up their own quizzes, as do we, because that's our discussion subject today. And we've also got the second part of our listener quiz.
Vincent Furnier. No. No. From Alice Cook.
Alice Cook, not Alice,
Alice Cooper.
Still not Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper has still not been in touch. So
We're waiting, Vince. Come on.
It's coming up after this. So, let's talk some more about setting quizzes. And the subject that we are turning our minds to today is fun and novelty rounds.
Yeah.
Because anyone, I say anyone, not anyone, but most people think, well, I can write some questions. I can find out the capital of Outer Mongolia, which is
Ulaanbaatar.
Of course it is. We all love a great straightforward quiz question. We love rounds of questions.
Quick fire.
Quick fire is all great. But the thing that really sets apart a great quiz are the slightly quirky, fun, novelty elements.
Yeah, you don't get them anywhere else. It's only that one quiz master who's come up with that.
Yes, lovely. And I have, you know, when I first did a quiz where there was a round where you had to model the answers out of tin foil or make them out of Lego, I was like, this is the best thing ever.
Yep.
And so I have been trying to find little ideas for our listeners about sort of fun rounds they can
jazz up your quiz.
Well, often it's things like the music round or the picture round. Those are places where you've got an opportunity to do something a little bit fun, a little bit creative, mm-hmm. isn't it? So like picture rounds, actually in the age of Photoshop, you can do some really fun stuff with picture rounds.
Yeah, it used to be a lineup of 10 celebrities and it was who are these 10 people? Whereas now you can do a mashup of all 10 faces yes. with a different feature, and you've got to work out who. And I love that those avenues are open now.
My husband did one which was the Sergeant Pepper cover, but with the wrong people, and you had to identify who were the wrong people and who were the right people.
Oh, that's deep observation.
Yeah. I mean, that was a long one to do, but that's one fun. Of the many long nights I've spent with my husband. I tell you a fun one as well is, so pictures of like famous bands, but with one wrong member, and it's like, who should it be? And which band is the interloper from?
Oh.
So those are quite good ones to do.
That's nice.
And then there's also the other kind of things that happen within the quiz that aren't quiz. So things like a play your cards right round, or a raffle, or a jackpot or a snowball.
Yeah.
And they're quite fun to sort of play around with as well.
Yeah, because you're wanting to do something for everybody. Now, people who are sitting maybe in the pub that you're hosting they're not really quiz people. They might be playing along for a bit of a laugh, but if there's something that is really in their wheelhouse, like play your cards right, who isn't going to buy a couple of tickets to have a go at that?
Yeah.
Because it's so random.
Yeah.
And I will just sit there shouting lower at every single card. Like, it's a two. Lower! Lower! There's a king. Higher!
Because most of the time you're wrong, but when you're right, oh boy.
Oh, you know it. You know that feeling. Also, it's nice to wind people up.
Because heads and tails was one for a while where everybody seemed to do a heads and tails round, and then that sort of fell out of favour a little bit.
I've done a quiz where there was like a bingo round, so it was a quiz round, but everybody had their own little bingo card, so you'd write your answers in, and when you got a line,
lovely.
You had to stand up and shout, and it would be verified. So it meant that even if you weren't winning the overall quiz, and you probably wouldn't win the entire round with full marks, if you got the correct 5 in a row on your card, there you go, walking away with a nice little prize, and it keeps the interest going.
It's a great idea. Anything like that that you can do just to keep people who aren't, as you say, sort of dedicated quizzers, feeling like they're in with the chance of having something to go home with or some bragging rights.
I used to do a spot prize. We did an art round. So there would be a random theme, and it was often just a couple of words picked out of the dictionary, and people would have to do a little illustration. So it meant that people who were, there were some really creative people in that particular pub who would enjoy coming up with something off the wall, and it was entirely subjective.
Yes.
which my favourite was. Yes. But it meant that someone else got something from the pound shop.
Yeah. And never ever balk at giving away pound shop prizes, because they are the best. Yeah. Everybody loves something for nothing. It doesn't matter what it is. There was one I was reading about, which was they would get an album cover and mark it off into squares, and then people from the team had to come up, have a look, and then go back and describe it to a team member, who then had to draw each square and put it together, and then see if you can work out what the album cover is.
That is nice. That's a lot of skills on test there.
And teamwork.
Yeah.
That is testing people's teamwork and descriptive power. So I do approve of those. So obviously, there's loads of different novelty rounds you can do. One that's become very popular is tasting things.
Yes.
Which, I've been to...
It's a health and safety nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, because things like chocolates, but then if there's nuts in one of them, then you're in trouble. Or smelling. And someone was describing, a very well-intentioned round where it was different herbs and spices and things, and you had to smell it and see which was which. But unfortunately, they'd used the herbs from their cupboard, which are probably like mine, too old. And have basically, they're all just dust. Sometimes I'm seasoning a dish and I go, I may as well just throw the Hoover contents in here. The amount of time these herbs and spices have been in my cupboard, they don't really have any oomph left. So yeah, you've got to be careful with those kind of rounds for many, many reasons. But what I wanted to close this with for you, Jenny, is a music round with a twist. Because I think anything that gets your audience involved in a slightly embarrassing way can be quite good fun.
Absolutely.
So the round I've come up with is advertising jingles where I sing the first bit and then you have to finish it.
Okay. Not necessarily in the same key.
Definitely not in the same. I've got no idea. I won't even be in a key. I'll be transcending the keys. A finger of fudge is just enough to
give your kids a treat.
Well done. A Mars a day helps you
work, rest and play.
Yes. Washing machines live longer with
Calgon.
I feel like
chicken tonight.
No, sorry, that's the wrong answer. Oh. The correct answer was I feel like a natural yogurt. it's not. Oh, now this might be. This is from 1989. What age were you in 1989?
Seven. This is my prime advertising watching years.
Okay, well, this is sort of in the middle. So this I think is the trickiest one I've done so far.
Okay.
But smart old Blue, he
took the Milky Way.
Yeah.
Hey!
You didn't sing it though, so I'm taking a point off.
The Milky Way.
All beef patty special sauce. You don't know it.
Something on a sesame seed bun, but I don't know what goes
to
in the
all beef patties. Hang on, no, I can't do it.
Oh.
To all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I'm hungry now.
I know. Okay, this one I've got to take a run up.
Oh.
Okay. Do 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 do. Whoa!
I'm terrified.
I'll do it again.
Go on.
Do 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 do. Whoa! Amanda's gagging to
I'm mystified.
Can we give Amanda a microphone?
Body farm.
Body farm for you.
It's because you said a run up and not a roller skate up.
Yes. Well, I think you did very, very well.
All right, there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love an advert. I'm a sucker.
Well, anything that is just a little bit silly and fun has always got its place in a quiz, as far as I'm concerned.
Beautifully done.
Now we have the one and only Mr. Gavin Inskip.
Hey. Hello. Hi.
So, Gavin, tell us about your relationship with the world of quizzing.
Well, I love them as well, but also do them. So I work in TV and radio as my proper job, but then I also write and host quizzes, of which started off as a little thing that I did once in a while, and now it's become like this mega beast. It's rather la-di-da, but there's a private members club called Soho House, which is for media lovies, which I'm sure you both are aware of.
I've been thrown out of it many times, Gavin.
Were you trying to take some photos? Cardinal sin.
So I started off doing one of, because when I worked at Channel 5 and BBC 3, I used to do the staff quizzes. And then I can't remember who it was, but someone, I don't know, about 6-7 years ago at Soho House went, oh, can you do one for us on a Sunday? So I was like, yeah, cool. Did one, good success. Then did one the next month. And then the next month, then another house in the group found out. And then another house in the group found out. And now I do all the UK houses and the ones in Europe as well, like Berlin and Amsterdam. Wow. Although I probably won't be going back there for a while. yeah, and then that leads to like doing them for other places as well and other corporate things. But I really like doing them. And my whole thing is I try and make them not like that, like they're not a pub quiz. If someone says it's a pub quiz, that's quite offensive to me. But I love a pub quiz, a good pub quiz. But this is sort of like a night out. And it's not like cheesy where you got to dance around rounds or anything like that, but it's just they're quite creative, they're quite different, and it's more like you're there for a proper couple of hours to drink, have fun, do a quiz and just have a really good night.
Everything we love. Yeah. Everything we love, basically. So what are your top tips for people who are thinking of setting up a quiz? What have you learned in your years of experience?
So what I would say is, if you have a round with 10 questions, you've got to make two of them really easy. Mm-hmm. So everyone feels like they've got a chance.
Yeah.
You've got to make two of them stinkers, and then anything in between that. And even when you're like coming up with a stinker, so here's a great example. We went to my godson's Christmas quiz, Christmas, funny enough, and it was awful. It was really, really bad.
Was it a PTA event?
Where one of the dads has done it.
Oh,
and it was like literally, how many meters of wrapping paper is used every year? So you go.
It's not answerable.
Well, it's ridiculous. Yeah, and all you have to do is turn that round on its head, where it actually makes it that someone could have a chance of getting it by kind of like going 1,500 metres of what you're used every Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's when you write a question, you've got to think you're not, you've got the people, as you're aware of, in some pub quizzes who want to do it just to be clever and just to like the quiz master to show how much they know rather than anything else. Mm-hmm. But you've got to, like, in your question writing, make sure you put a little clue, or, you know, if it's like which actor, it's like which actor in what sort of movie, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just to help people along the way. That's my tips. And just don't be dull. Just don't, and keep it moving really, really quick.
Yes.
If you can have someone marking, that's what I always do for all my quizzes. I have a marker.
Mm. Do you? So rather than let people sort of swap papers and mark.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
It does make things go a little faster, for one thing, and there's consistency as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because if you swap, you'll be like, hold on, for number three, would you accept this? For six, they put this, but really, you've got none of that.
Yep. Yeah, because then sometimes you get the spelling and grammar Nazis of like, well, there's not an apostrophe.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. It's plural, not possessive.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, I always have a markup, which I know is like sometimes easier said than done. You've got to convince someone to do it, but no, it's that's what I would say for putting on a good one, and just pick rounds that you would enjoy.
Mm. And what's been your favourite round that you've ever done?
Ooh, round. Oh god, it's loads. I've done lots of different things. So in the year 2018, I did a Pornhub quiz.
I don't know what that is, Gavin. So explain to me.
Fine. There's something called pornography.
Oh, really?
But it was actually, each round was a category from Pornhub. Uh-huh. So, for instance, like Gangbangs was drum solo. was Famous Richards. Vintage, obviously Vintage was old ITV regional ident.
Yes.
Then male solo and female solo were clips from, yes, masturbating, clips from songs with people who had left. They've left a band or group. You have to name the group they're in before.
And what about DVDA?
I don't even know what I mean. You can tell me what that stands.
Oh, well, let's talk afterwards. But
BBC, which was the British Broadcasting Corporation, radio themes.
Yeah.
So happy stuff like that.
And then also had a really high-tech round in it called webcams, where this was very hard to do on PowerPoint. Where it linked to 10 live webcams around the world, and you had to name where they were, and they were actual proper live webcams.
Oh, great!
Webcams aren't as much of a thing anymore, are they?
No, this was 2018.
No. I mean, I think you're still on the tail end of it there. I mean, the only webcams I've seen advertised recently are not those ones. You know, like Puppy Cam or Live from the kitten shelter.
Yes.
And many hours are lost to those.
Yeah, whereas none of us get excited about, it's the webcam on top of Admiralty Arch. No one cares anymore, do they really? Gosh. So you really have done quite a rich and varied clientele, haven't you? And when you say corporate events, so do you go into businesses and create bespoke stuff for them?
Well, yeah, I do that. Like I did Christmas is always really busy, so I did Sky TVs. I did random companies you wouldn't even know about. But yeah, it's good. It's because I really enjoy doing it, and it's not, as I said, it's not my proper job, but it is something that has become a bit of a beast and sort of like taken off. And it's that kind of thing is when if someone's been to your quiz and they know it. As soon as someone goes, because it comes like a conversation a lot, doesn't it, about a quiz night or something like that, you always get, like, your friends go, I know someone who does the best quiz, and then you sort of like get phone calls and people ask you about stuff then.
Yeah, it's good word of mouth.
Yeah, good recommendation.
Was word of mouth a Pornhub? Oh dear, sorry, I've just got obsessed with Pornhub now.
You want to come to that one, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What sort of rounds do you like then? What are your good ones?
I like a good music round, which is not pop music so much as it is TV themes. I'm a big fan of it, and I've done the old quiz hosting for many years, the corporate quizzes, the pub quizzes, and the thing that gets the most consistently warm reaction is a TV theme.
Yeah.
I mean, you put you know Ski Sunday on, you've never seen so many faces light up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lovely feeling when you can see the reminiscence, you know, the warm feeling when they hear the theme to Bergerac.
I made one the other week for a quiz and I actually enjoyed doing it. I actually enjoyed sitting there thinking what ones I'm going to use and then, you know, getting all the sounds for it as well. And you're like, oh yeah, there's this one. Like when I do TV themes, I usually like this. I end up with a longer list than what I actually use for like what I could use next time, because it just ends up sending you down these different ways.
And are you always on? Are you one of those people who, whatever situation you're in, you're thinking, oh, that'll make a good question, or I'll use that at some point in a quiz?
Yeah, I've got a little Word document on my laptop I keep. So anything I hear or a little fact I pick up or something like that, or I hear, I always write it down. Because then you end up some really good questions in.
It's a way of the quizzer, isn't it? It's not just it's occupation, a lifestyle. It's a way of life. It is a way of life. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Exactly, because you just don't want to end up being in a situation where you have to sit down and pull 10 questions out of nowhere and you're like, which country, la 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 la, which, it's good to have some, it's good to like remember those ones that make you go, because I really like the ones that sometimes you don't know the answer to, but you're like, ah,
when you hear the answer, you go,
yes.
Oh
yeah, exactly.
Have there ever been any disasters, or is there anything that you think, oh god, I really learned from that one because it didn't go as planned?
Oh god, that's a really good question. Only little things though. So like, for instance, Christmas is a good one. So if you've got a Christmas quiz that you're going to be rolling out God knows how many times, the first one is always like a bit of a like pilot for it, or any first quiz I do. My notes, it's kind of like doing like a run through of a play or something. My question sheets, like my quiz master sheets, are full of notes of stuff that I then go back home and like finesse it, or, you know, change a graphic or change the audio or something like that. So I do that. But if anything actually disaster and going wrong, it's usually stuff that's really mundane, like you get to the venue and this is a big one where, like, say you've got something like 30 teams and they print off the papers, and they've been told, girls, single-sided, print it single-sided, and they print it double-sided.
Oh no, that's bamboozling everybody.
You can't hand the sheets in if they're double-sided.
No.
Yes.
I have been in that situation.
Oh,
yeah.
A badly printed picture round where you sort of go, it wasn't meant to be this hard, it's just your toner is wrong.
Exactly. Or like where PDFs don't come out right and the boxes are all like, oh, don't, it's bad. And with the double-sided printing thing as well, it's when they say, and this annoys me, well, can't you use it like that? It's like, oh, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes. I'm a bloody artist, mate, you know. You wouldn't say to Leonardo da Vinci, could you just do it in crayon, Leonardo? You know, we need certain things, don't we? So what would be your dream if I were to say you're going to turn up tomorrow at a venue? What's the venue like? What's the crowd like? What's the vibe?
Okay, so based in current times, it would be somewhere that's open.
We are recording this in the midst of coronavirus.
So that would be nice. No, it would be somewhere which is... I'm just like trying to think of some of the venues that I do, but my favourite ones really are if you have like 70, like 22 teams, like of a maximum six is... enough for it to be busy for me, but not like, you know, over Christmas we were doing some with like 35 teams, like rooms of 200 people and stuff like that. Yeah. And it was mental. Mm-hmm. And that takes the fun out of it a bit, really, because like you have to get extra markers on and then you're like, you know, you're more worrying about like the running of it as well.
But it's crowd control then, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, our free tram would have to run to the... to the front to hand the papers in. It's a massive, this like health and safety issue. But yeah, 22 teams. And what I like is I like with certain places I go, venues I go where it's like regulars, like every month, and not like pub regulars and all that, like, you know, moan and all that sort of stuff. Like really, and like, and I think a lot of the people, without like bigging myself up too much, but a lot of people would come like just because it's you,
yes,
and they just like seeing you and all that, and like you could sit there and just like have a phone book and maybe do 10 questions on what's the phone number of it. I'm sure I wouldn't have thought. But it's more about, especially when you know them well, like especially like for me, because I'm quite like pee taking and stuff like that, you can have a go at them and da-da-da without pushing it too much. So like I really enjoy that.
Well, because there is I think a lot of stand-up skills, so you know, with what I do in the stand-up world, yeah, often cool. I think, yeah, it's the same kind of skill set really, isn't it? It's holding a crowd,
comparing, and... aren't you really?
Yeah. Well, one of my main jobs, I do a studio warm-up, so it kind of all ties in with that really, and the fact that but then it crosses over the other way, because doing a studio warm-up, when I fire audio in, like I might do to kill some time, do some little quiz rounds or stuff like that.
Yes.
So it works. Like each job complements itself quite nicely against each other.
What has been your favourite TV warm-up that you've ever done?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. any show where they know what, like, the team's, like, really solid and they know what they're doing. So shows like Strictly is brilliant for that, where you go in and you feel like you... It feels like a conveyor belt that's moving and you just slot in and you go along with it. Just love Big Brother. It was just so... Like I live 20 minutes from Elstree Studio, so like anything at Elstree is brilliant.
Yep.
But it was just the team there were just so, so nice and lovely to work with. And when you did it, like the live eviction shows, obviously this is, there was like a routine. Do you know what I mean? You knew every week, right, I've got this time here, I've got this time there. Emma to work with is absolutely lovely.
Oh, yes, so lovely.
So everything like that's great. So they're my... there's equally good ones, and then there's some where you're like, and then there's others that are just like, okay, that was all right. But it's the one with like the nicest people on, as always, really.
Yeah, it's all about the people, it's all about the personalities, isn't it? So
yeah, absolutely.
What would you say if I were to ask you for a couple of golden rules for people who are looking to set up a quiz, to host a quiz? Give us a few nuggets of wisdom.
Okay, well, first of all, don't go in blind. Like, don't do it unless you're maybe the person who does the quiz at Christmas for the family, or when there's a birthday party, you know, you've put together a little quiz like that. If you're that sort of person, then definitely do that. Mm-hmm. And also a good way to do it, if it's first one, would be maybe to do it as an event with people you know, maybe about just have 4-6 teams or something like that.
So start small. Start small.
And the great thing is with the stuff like that, with like what I do, with, like I was saying, doing the different solo houses, there are different houses around the country. And like writing one quiz may take me 3 weeks sometimes with all the graphics and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I get one play out of it. So even if you know, because I go and do it, I stagger it and go and do it all over the other houses.
Yeah.
I basically do like you know, like how Heart, the radio station's networked across the UK. I basically do that with quizzes. But what you could do is, even if you were trying it out with your, you know, like three or four teams of just some friends or something like that, even once you've written that quiz, you can then refine it and go and do it somewhere bigger afterwards. It's not wasted, that one quiz that you could do.
Yes.
I would think of a theme, so it's just not a just a quiz. I mean, in fairness, I have done some like that, but you can just find, like what I said with the Pornhub one, you can find really tenuous things. So like, I did a Brexit quiz last year where the first half was the UK and the second half was the EU. And So, you know, round one is England, round two is Scotland, round three is Wales, Northern Ireland, and then EU, it was like Sweden, Finland, stuff like that. And they were very loosely based in, like, Finland was the last 2 seconds of some songs, and Sweden was flat pack movies, where, like, in right order. And then, like, England was just songs with English places mentions in it.
Wow. So you did an angle, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Wales was because I'm from Enfield and everyone always takes the pee out of me because I can't say the word Wales. So I use that to my advantage by doing 10 amazing, you know, those quiz questions where you come out of pub going, that is brilliant, I've got to remember that. 10 wow questions like that.
Yes.
So find a theme, and that's quite nice because that ties it all together.
Well, it's also, from what you're saying, it's a theme for the night, but also something that suits your personality and something about you. Like, you know, if you've got a funny accent or something, then you can play that to your advantage.
Yeah, definitely. And as I said, if you pick something that you actually enjoy, just as long as what you've got to remember is what you enjoy, but in the mainstream sense. So, like, for instance, if you love Doctor Who or something like that, unless you're going to do like a Doctor Who specialist quiz for people who love Doctor Who, then amazing, go for it. But if you're trying to like appeal to everyone, just remember, not go for like your mainstream things that you like rather than specialist stuff, unless it is for a specialist quiz. I would do that and try, and I would just keep it 10 questions, 5 rounds, first of all, have a variety of stuff. So it's not just all what I call question rounds, although it's not that creatively titled, but, you know, just reading the question answer, have some audio round in there if you're techie enough and up to it. Do some video as well, and just to change it and just try and get out of your head the format that it has to be 10 questions. That can be a round where you read a question, you write down an answer, read down a question, write down an answer. But you can do that in other ways, whether it be, I don't know, a round of acronyms or something to do with numbers or something like that. So it's not all the way, it's not all the time just question, answer, question, answer.
Well, I think you have brilliantly illustrated what a good quiz show setter and host needs, which is sort of an individual angle, an understanding of your audience, and a bit of chutzpah.
Yeah, most importantly. Yeah. Well.
And experience. I mean, you know, that's it, isn't it? You've got to keep doing it. You've got to keep trying.
Yeah, you've got to keep doing it. And obviously, you've just got to enjoy it. Because if you don't enjoy it, there's no point doing it.
Yes, exactly. Well, we have massively enjoyed talking to you, Gemma. Thank you so much.
We shall come along to one of your quiz nights when they are reopened.
Yeah. Well, and when they let me back into Soho House again. I mean, you know. God.
Right, we're never coming to one of your quizzes. I'll come.
I mean, I'm barred, but I'll stand outside. Oh, Gavin, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're more than welcome.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Oh, cool.
So we now come to our listener quiz.
Hi, Whitney.
Mariah was what I was going for, but yeah, Whitney, that'll do, whatever.
Whistle tones.
Listener quiz. It's a listener quiz. So the listener quiz, this week, it's part two of the mighty Alice Cook.
She's ruthless.
Yeah, she foxed us, she bamboozled us last time, so let's see how she's done this time. Amanda, over to you.
Well, not before you show me your buzzers.
Oh, yeah. So, buzzer. That's
nice.
The noise.
My buzzer.
It's the same buzzer. It's the same buzzer.
It's also a Britain's Got Talent buzzer.
it was from a sort of novelty Britain's Got Talent set that we bought for my children, but it's fine.
It's fine. We're all David Williams now.
Mm. Well, it works for our purposes, and it's whoever gets the fingers on that blooming buzzer first.
Yes, okay.
Question number one is, what is the national flower of Estonia?
Oh, interesting.
Lucy.
Is it the daffodil?
Oh, unfortunately nice. Not.
I mean, you know, I just thought Wales might share it with... They're very sharing and caring, the Welsh.
Estonia. The...
No. Lucy.
Is it the rose?
No. Lucy.
Is it the tulip? Naming the most...
Edelweiss.
Edelweiss. Edelweiss. Lily. Violet.
Lotus. Biscuit.
Forget me not. I mean, come on, put us out of our misery, Amanda. We're not going to get it, are we?
Okay.
Snowdrop.
Well, no.
Bluebell.
It's the blue cornflower.
Oh, that's flowers? Nice. That's
it is
nice.
Lovely.
It's beautiful, yeah, flowers. Nice. Absolutely beautiful.
Good work, Estonia.
Mm, well done. Yeah.
Question two. In September 2019, Merriam-Webster added which pronoun to the dictionary? Lucy.
They.
Correct. I really hope you get this next one because it's pronunciation central.
Oh, okay. Great. I love it when you have something different to pronounce, Amanda.
Do you know, I did try and...
She's practised.
I did have a little wee practice earlier, but that was before I drank a bottle and a half of Prosecco. Okay.
It's the best lubricant for pronunciation.
Well, we shall see. Question number three. Who was the first female Greek prime minister?
Oh... I was gonna.
I just wanted her to have to pronounce it.
You know this, don't you, Jenny?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't just name some Greek women's.
Oh God, because it's okay. Look at me, just about to press the buzzer.
Lucy,
is it Melina Mercouri?
No,
but she is a Greek politician.
She's a Greek politician who is also a singer.
It's not Nana Mercouri.
Is it? Does it begin with an M?
No.
No, God.
Oh, I'm sitting back and letting Amanda say it.
Do you give us the initials?
Okay, the initials are VT-C.
Blimey.
Whoa, Victoria.
Victoria.
Oh, I wish it was Victoria. That would be lovely.
Oh, my God. Right, go on, tell us. Come on.
Huge apologies to anyone that's listening to this with any kind of Greek heritage whatsoever. Okay.
I ate a kebab once. Well, more than once. That's absolutely.
Apologies to you, Jenny. Vasiliki Thanou Christolifou.
Wow.
Wow.
Well done, Amanda. Well done.
That was probably not right.
Well, but you gave it your all, and that's...
really did.
If you were one of my children, I'd be going, well done. Well done, you tried. Very good.
Apologies to...
everyone.
Everyone.
Especially...
we know she's a huge fan of this podcast.
Well, she's invited on any time.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to go and look her up now. Thank you.
I want to know
thank
more
you, Alice,
her.
For sending us that question because it's made me aware of her.
The next question is quite a departure from that particular question. I was quite surprised at this question.
Okay.
Oh. We're going slightly dark here. Which serial killer has the highest confirmed body count?
Oh.
Fingers on buzzers. Jenny.
Chikatilo.
No.
No? Really?
But what on pronunciation?
Howard Shipman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Really?
Apparently.
Ooh, no, not internationally.
Jenny's true crime chops are showing here.
And it is debatable how many he actually did, because there's not as many confirmed cases as he probably did.
Mm.
So is he...
We might need some kind of inquiry
adjudicator.
Here. Maybe we'll come back to this at a future date.
Yeah.
But I feel vindicated that I got the same answer as Alice. So let's just say we're both right and move on.
Certainly, as a British serial killer goes,
yeah,
it's
he's up there, isn't he?
Yep. Whether it's, you know, it's official or unofficial. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. From serial killers to cats.
Question number five. Two of my favourite topics, Alice.
Yes. So similar. You know?
What is the largest domestic breed of cat? Jenny.
Maine Coon.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
God, that was a decisive buzzer press.
I like
one.
Maine Coon as well. I like their polydactyl.
Oh, they finger.
Oh, lots and lots of little fingers. They're amazing.
I just did some fingers on the desk.
Yeah.
So at the end of that quiz, we've proved that Alice Cook is a great quiz mistress.
Oh, she has baffled us and bamboozled us at every turn.
They were good questions.
And kept us on our toes because it was a varied subject matter.
We didn't know where she was going to go next.
No, and I like that sometimes in a quiz.
So thank you very much, Alice, for sending in your listener quiz. And if anyone else wants to be featured on the show, then just send as many questions as you like to fingersbuzzers@gmail.com.
Or you can do it anonymously if you so wish.
Yeah, if you don't want us to keep saying your name and getting it wrong.
Yeah, sorry, Alice.
But thank you very much indeed, Alice Cook. So it's the end of another delightful episode.
Aww.
Wasn't Gavin Inskip a lot of fun?
He's ace. We're definitely going to go to one of his quizzes.
We sure are.
Because we don't know what kind of round to expect.
And we might take Alice Cook, who set our listener quiz with us, because she has got a breadth of knowledge across varied and diverse subjects.
Absolutely.
So Alice, get in touch again and we'll take you to Gavin's pub quiz. And thank you all so much for listening to another episode of
Fingers
on Bar.
Ha 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 ha!
buzzers.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.